Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you very much, Evinj, for this opportunity to address together with you the conference, especially that we are extremely proud to be here in Latvia. Evinj mentioned that within the foundation of the European Progressive Studies, we have been completing a research program that is called The Next Left. And as such, it has been indeed for 1 year and a half. But where we definitely have a deficit is the input of the Central and Eastern Europe. And we very much hope that with this first round table in the Central and Eastern Europe organized here in Latvia with the colleagues from Lithuania and Estonia, we will be able to start overcoming the gap, as Europe is composed of 27 member states at the moment, not only of 15 and some others. So that's the first point. I'm extremely grateful, therefore, for the Brevibus and Solidarites Fonds. I mean, when you started speaking in Latvian, I thought that perhaps this is my first challenge of today, so I'm very comfortable that we switched the language. And we are very grateful to you for this opportunity and for your great hospitality here in Latvia, but also for your contribution, because today's roundtable is taking place in here. But what I would like to underline is that the Latvian colleagues have been participants of the discussions on the European level within the Next Left research program, and that's the contribution that we value very much. I'd like to convene, of course, the greetings on behalf of our Secretary General and Stetter, but also of our President Massimo D'Alema, who though couldn't have been here today present, are very much looking forward towards the results of our discussion. We are very much searching for the new ideas, because the Next Left as a research program shows it's not only the question of the progressive policies, but it's a question of the whole future of Europe that we are in fact discussing. Yesterday with Professor Karma from Aalborg University, thank you very much for coming to our discussion today. We've been touching upon the issue that Europe is developing into the direction that is most foreign for the progressives in Europe, who are seeking for a social Europe, who are seeking for Europe that is only not for the economic exchange, but who is there for the benefits of the people. With the recent conservatives agenda being implemented, such as the Pact of Competitiveness or the recent growth survey, we see very much that the whole project that was supposed to put the European welfare state in place is being very much endangered. And everything that the progressive forces have done for the 60 years of the European integration is very much under the pressure. Obviously, that's the part of the sort of more internal view of the European Union's policy, but it's very much related with the recent global crisis, the economic, social crisis, but also the crisis of governance. And here we are touching upon this very interesting issue. You've mentioned your bipartisan approach, even in terms of invitation here. And in fact, this is the question that we are also tackling upon, in a sense of this very much isolation of the citizens and the political class. The isolation between the political ideas and what the citizens would like to see as the future, which has to do with the growing inequalities on one side and on the other, the big fragmentation of the society. As a progressive, we still believe that we will find the good answers. It takes time to find the good answers, and perhaps it's not a question of implementing them within the course of short-term policies. But this is why this reflection, and the reflection on the multiple level, is so important. Within the Next Left research program, which is honorably chaired by Dr. Alfred Gusenbauer, former Chancellor of Austria, we've been concluding the research in four main pillars. So, namely, we've been looking into the values. You've mentioned that today the welfare state is taken sort of for granted. Also, our values is being seen as the universal ones, so it's difficult to say where is the difference between the progressive values and non-progressive on the European level. The second issue is, of course, the question of the changed society. And here, I think, very much it leads with the question of flexicurity of today, how we see the life of a human being, how we see the part that a human being spends in education, how we see the part it socializes within the labor market, and how we see the prospects for the decent retirement and the decent existence after having contributed to the development of the society, of its country, and of Europe. Thirdly, we are looking definitely, and for that this discussion is indispensable, for the European progressive socio-economic paradigm. Now, you might have seen the report from one of the meetings that we have had while registering in the hall, but the fact is that even here we don't have the very clear answer what would be the distinctive one and what is the new paradigm that we should put forward. And last but not least, what remains in the focus of our discussions is the question of international solidarity. We do believe that the progressives have always been trying to reach beyond the national states. In the current situation, when the world has become globalized and national state policies are insufficient to protect the citizens of one country, which is why we also believe that this international aspect is a very important one. Until now, we have managed to gather within the scope of our program on the European level more than 150 experts, and through the different roundtable more than 1,300 experts. And I'm very grateful that today we will have an opportunity to hear to the farther ones, to Professor Veikos Politis from the Riga University, to the Professor Dobilas Kirvelis from the Stepanas Kiris Foundation, and to Professor Thomas Alatu from the Euro Academia, who is an expert on the international relations. We are very grateful for your contribution to the project, and we are very much looking forward to hear your views. Now, I think that to finish off and to give the very final point is that the discussion that we have today has a very important objective. It is a main input to a discussion that we are starting, trying to see how to incorporate the Central and Eastern European progressives inside of the project. So, unfortunately, by coming here, you've made a commitment to us, which basically means that we will be going and trying to keep you involved in our project. We very much hope for your enthusiasm, and we hope to be able to see you also in the future within our framework. Thank you very much indeed. And just my last thanks that goes here to my also senior colleague from the Foundation of the European Progressive Studies, who is our economist expert, and who in fact in the Foundation took upon the immortal battle to see how Keynes could be translated in the 21st century. Let's all together see if that's viable policy for nowadays. Thank you so much.